Please stand. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this, the resurrection of our Lord, is taken from that last chapter of the Gospel of Mark, and we hear again these words. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he's going before you to Galilee. There you'll see him, just as he told you. Thus far the text, you may be seated. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
But just how do you know? Did you see Jesus personally? Did you feel him? Did you put your hands into his side? On what basis do you declare him raised? Let me tell you what the basis is. It's the witness of the gospel. It is the witness of the Holy Scriptures. It's the testimony of those who saw. It's the testimony of those who knew. And that's why St. Mark's Gospel ends the way it does, at chapter 16, verse 8, with no resurrection appearances and with no vision of the risen Jesus Christ. Mark's story ends the way you and I experience resurrection hope. Not with sight. Not with touch, not with physical evidence, but only with witness, only with the witness of the Word. In some ways, this is a fearful thing. The women fled from the tomb on that first Easter morning. They were afraid, having only the witness of the young man, and facing a future that seemed unknown. And so too, as it were, do you and I. But there is good reason not to fear. Fear not. We need not fear because the Lord's word is ever sure. Especially in Mark's gospel do we see this, that our Lord's word is ever sure. Consider what transpires in the book. Our Lord predicts that the disciples will find a young donkey as they enter Jerusalem before Palm Sunday, and that someone will object to their taking it for him. And it is so. Our Lord predicts that the two disciples that he sends into Jerusalem to prepare to eat the Passover on Maundy Thursday will be met by a man carrying a water jar. And it is so. Our Lord predicts that that very man will lead them to the house where someone has an upper room prepared for them to celebrate the Passover. And it is so. Our Lord predicts that he will be betrayed into the hands of the Jewish authorities. And it is so. Our Lord predicts that his disciples will stumble and be scattered. And it is so. Our Lord predicts that he will be mocked, spit upon, and scourged. And it is so. Our Lord predicts that he will be killed. And it is so. And this is our point today, and our Lord says that he will rise from the dead on the third day. At chapter 8, verse 31, at chapter 9, verse 31, at chapter 10, verse 34, and at chapter 14, verse 28. And the testimony of the young man, the testimony of the young man is, yes, it too is so. That's why the young man's word is all we get in that Easter morning story in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verse 6. It's all we get because it's based upon the sure word and promise of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Remember how the young man ended his witness to the women with the words, just as he told you. Such a word is all we really need. Sons and daughters of the King, he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Just as he told you. You have his word on it. Amen. Please stand. And now the peace of the Lord, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.